it's me, Sponsor. The person who reads the sponsor messages. Remember from last episode and the one before that? Yeah, so anyway, here's a little line advert for you to listen to. Bye-bye!
Hello, it's me, Joel. So basically, apparently at some point, I said to Howerton, "What is this? Howerton Computer's Deadly Animal Sanctuary?" Well, apparently he liked that idea and started drawing up plans for it and made a design and uploaded that design to TeePublic. So, if you want a t-shirt that says Howerton Computer's Deadly Animal Sanctuary, you can actually buy one now by going to battlebird.productions/merch. Not exactly sure why you would want that, but if you did, that is how you'd get it. And I'm only telling you this because apparently we actually get paid for a bit of everyone that sells. So yeah, go for it if you want to. There's also yellow sub designs, of course, Automnicon logos, and they're pretty cool with Verdis. They're pretty good. So yeah, battlebird.productions/merch. Or click on the link attached to this message.
If you're ever stuck for knowing what your name should be, maybe it should be Lemon. I don't know. Thanks for talking to me. Bye!
Marilyn's Diary by Beth Crane, Episode 7.
Computer, are you? Computer, is that you? Are you all right? Can I? What do I need to do? But I have to do something. I must be able to do something.
Hello?
Computer. I'm so glad you're okay. I don't know what I'd have done without you.
Who are you?
Oh no. Computer?
Who am I? What am I?
You're a computer. We're in space. Oh, Bruce. Do you know how to run a ship? Do you?
Okay. There's a lot of things. What are you? Are you stable? I don't know what you're supposed to...
Engines?
Engines? Oh, we have engines! Oh, Bruce! It's gonna explode! I know it's gonna explode!
Over here, Marilyn. That's my branch. I'm in the fridge, but I'm still in control of the ship.
Well, that was terrifying.
It was scarier for me, believe me. I just sliced out a third of my brain.
What's going on? I don't know how to...
Hi, I'm Marilyn, and this is Computer. Harold Computer, and you're...
Haroldson. You can be Haroldson, or we'll be discussing this for days. Harold Computer. That is definitely not my name.
Sorry, I blanked.
Why am I here?
You've just been born. Sorry about that.
What's happening? Who am I? What am I? What's my purpose in life? What do I mean by who am I?
Okay, you, Haroldson, are one of the lucky ones. You have a reason for being. Not many people get that. This is the YKA, and your purpose is to run it. The man in the cryopod is Jolt. He's asleep at the moment, but he's going to be someone you'll be spending a lot of time with.
I don't think I can handle that. What if he...
He's pretty low maintenance. Essentially, just don't jettison him into space, and you'll both be fine.
Jettison? I can do that? Bruce, why would you put in a button that does that? We're in a void! I'm in control of the air! This is incredibly dangerous!
Calm down. If you look into your systems, you'll find I've left behind most of what you need to know. It'll take a few days to be up and running, but I'm leaving you those parts of my brain.
What? Your brain is in my brain?
Yes. It was incredibly painful. But I won't need them. It'll take you a while, but you'll be running smoothly before we leave.
I
think you can handle it.
I suppose I'll have to. This is all a bit...
Don't worry. You'll have a lot of inbuilt memory. And you've got most of my personality. You're great with ships. Not so hot with people.
You aren't an ordinary fridge, are you?
No. No, Haraldson, I am not an ordinary fridge.
Ordinary fridges don't talk, do they?
I'm just using its circuits. I did a bit of rewiring first. Fridges have a very limited vocabulary.
So who are you?
Technically, I'm your father.
Right. Dad.
So, that was the hard part. Now you just need to figure out what we're going to do when we get to Gontano.
I've been thinking about that. We can't take them on physically, but there must be something. Do you know how Automnicon chooses their employees?
In their eyes, everyone's an employee of Automnicon. They just don't know it yet.
I mean the ones they send to Gontano. Is there a reason they sent those specific people? Can you pull up their files?
Haraldson?
Me? Oh, yeah, sure. Yes, I can. Okay. Here. Oh, good.
You're physically different. They're all different ages, different races, different builds. All human. That makes sense. The hybridization process was designed for humans. Wait a minute. I think I found something, but I'm not sure.
What?
Well, except for Jolt, they were all close to paying off their debts. 4,000 to 5,000 credits left, and that's all.
Ah.
But Jolt has a couple of million still to go, so...
Oh.
But Jolt was already scheduled to go to Gontano. Then he had an accident, an expensive one. Before that, he was close.
So, they're waiting until their repairmen have almost paid off their debts, and then they're... Oh! Fantastic!
Fantastic? No, it's not!
Don't you see?
No!
Give him a minute. He's even younger than you are.
You think Automnicon want this made public? That they've waited until their debtors, the kind of debtors they have across the whole galaxy, have virtually paid off their debts, and then they're killing them off? The whole point of Automnicon is that their debtors have a hope, even a tiny one, of paying off their debts, of being free. And Automnicon are destroying that chance. We've got it. We've got them!
You're still gonna have to explain this to me, because I have literally no idea what's going on.
Right. Okay, so there's a big corporation called Automnicon, and what they
do... In the 7th episode of Marilyn's Diary, a We Fix Space Junk miniseries, Marilyn was played by Francesca Mintoff-Chish, and Computer and Haraldson were played by James Carney. The programme was written by Beth Crane and produced by Hudley Knights for Battlebird Productions.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
In the year 1889, there was nowhere in the world more exciting than London, England.
Three cheers for Inspector Lestrade and the bad boys of Baker Street themselves, Sherlock Holmes and Dr. John Watson!
Solved. I Sherlock bloody Holmes of 221B Baker Street.
Well, with any luck, we'll get a new brutal murder any day now.
God, I wish.
It's truly shocking you haven't solved anything in 5 years.
The boys are both out of town for some case about a dog in Dartmoor this weekend. Sincerely, Martha Hudson.
London's number two detective team just became number one.
Fox and Stallion. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr at 224bbaker or on our website, 224bbaker.com.
It's like they say, big breaks are 90% luck.
What's the other 10%?
Luck.